This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Casual Conversations.
ASMR.
Welcome back, guys. Brian, your host here with my co-host, Elena. As you can see, cocktail is in hand. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go into kick off our 4th of July weekend and enjoy a three-day weekend. And we thought, why coffee today? Let's get into ready for the Independence
Day. Not being able to get rid of your friends. You just have to see them every weekend. It's the most annoying thing. I saw them last night, saw them last weekend. Can't get rid of them.
She can't get rid of us. Anyway, guys, first of all, we hope you guys have a phenomenal 4th of July weekend with your families. We hope you guys take this time to decompress, recharge the batteries, and we thought that'd be a good thing to talk about today.
Keep all your limbs.
Don't blow anything off when you get excited. My brother and her husband love to fire off fireworks, so you know, they're little pyros.
How much are we spending for fireworks? And I go, babe, come on. He's like, well, we got a lot more donors this year. I'm like, we have the HOA fireworks tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, guys, I'll kick in $100. Like, they get all so mad about it. I'm like, we have a free one that's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so we thought today we would talk off topic as usual. See, we're already in vacation mode. We would talk about balance. We talk about work on the show a lot. We talk about her real estate, you know, my business, teams, stress. But we spend very little time talking about chill. And giving yourself a break and the importance of shutting work down and being present with your families. And like any athlete that's out there, you know, you train. Well, if you ask any well-trained athlete, they'll tell you how important recovery is as well, and how you have to rest your body and mentally get into the right frame of mind and physically take, you know, ice your body and let your body heal. This is the same thing, right? And, you know, going into a long weekend, it's a time that we love. I love the 4th of July weekend. The lake house is always phenomenal. But it's just a really good time to shut work completely off and not worry about it. And
must be nice, right?
She's a real estate agent.
I just put two under contract yesterday. So I've been negotiating inspections over the weekend.
I'll watch her work. But see, so you know what? She's our target listener. So Elena needs to listen to me and be like, Elena, you got to figure out a way to shut it down. Sometimes it's hard.
I'm trying.
It's hard when you're a real estate agent and weekends are predominantly your busy time. And the real estate market never shuts it down.
Yeah. They don't care.
Hopefully they don't care. Most of the customers don't either. But, you know, you got to shut it down and you got to just completely shut work off, shut your phone off, be present with your families. Cause those are the moments that you're going to, what are you doing it for?
I did that for Father's Day.
I was impressed by it.
I mean,
kind of.
Why?
Well, no, you still answered it. I told you, I'm
putting my phone away.
You did.
Yeah. And then I stayed there. Because you know, it's important to goal for me to put my phone away. And it sounds silly for that, honestly. And I feel bad when you think about it. You're like, I want my gift from you to not be on your phone at all today. But he also knows that's a big ask because I can't not just be present at all during the day. Mm-hmm. I have to at least check my phone, like we're going on vacation next weekend. Mm-hmm. And I already told him, I was like, I have to check my phone and emails in the morning and then I'll do it in the evening. That's it. Other than that, like, the response times will be delayed.
And this is the part of the job that people don't see in sales, right? Yeah. They see people that are in the sales fields and they see a certain income level or a certain, you know, livelihood these people live, and they are quick to assume like, oh, you must have it so nice. Looking at you, life's so easy. You have all these things around you. You've got a nice house. You've got money in the bank. You have all these things. What they don't realize is that, right?
Okay,
you got to wake up every morning. You got to check emails at night. Do you really get to shut work off, or are you just bringing work to the destination that you're going to, right? And Elena does that a lot. I've done that a lot, although I've gotten better over the years. But I also have a team of people that I can say, hey, guys, I'm going on vacation. I'm forwarding my calls. I'm forwarding my emails. Elena's not there yet. One day she's going to have a team.
I am looking for a buyer's agent. I'm going to put that out there.
All right. There you go.
But if you suck, don't call me.
She's hard, man. She's hard. You better be a winner. You better be a winner.
Your boss is going to be tough.
You know, I couldn't work for her. There's no way, man. Dictator. Dictator. But, you know, what are some of the things that you like to do when you're, when you shut it down? Like, when you shut it down, what are some of the things that you just enjoy doing?
Vacation.
To relax.
Like, I like our group vacations, going to the beach, obviously. We're lucky that we have my in-laws' lake house, so that's a quick, we can get away. Really just being, I know it sounds silly, but Cole and I are just like Cole and Elena mode right now. Like, we just want to be home. Like, we went on a date. I know you're going to judge me for this.
I don't judge
anybody. So drink some High Noon before you judge me.
I don't judge anybody.
Drink up. So last weekend, we had a babysitter, but we made the mistake of getting the babysitter too early. We had the babysitter at 5:30, which we probably should have done like 6:30, 7:30. So he and I went to dinner at 6, and then we finished this new sushi spot around the corner at like 7. And then we're like, okay, we're tired, now what? And so then we ended up going to a place to play shuffleboard and darts and pool. And like after 45 minutes, we're like, we just want to go home and play Plunder. So we were home. We told the babysitter Kian to go to bed at 8:30, which is late for him. And we were home before Kian was even in bed. And we told the babysitter, we're like, we're so sorry. We just like our house. Like, to us, we're like, why would we spend money to, like, go drink and do stuff when we have drinks at home and we wanted to play Plunder. And then we ended up watching a movie, and then I fell asleep at, like, 10:30.
No, which is great. But that's what you guys needed to do to unplug.
But we went to a nice new restaurant. So.
Yeah, which is good. And sometimes, like I said, being home and just cooking meals at home, it's more about just the stress of quiet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that, you know, not having Kian running around like crazy.
Yeah.
You guys just need that break from the neediness of a toddler.
Yeah.
You know, all those things are ways that you can shut it down. It doesn't have to necessarily mean you have to go out or go do something or spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think that's perfect. I just don't judging at all. I love doing that because, I also do it all the time. Now, my kids are older, so it's rare that my house is actually loud because my kids are always in a hurry to get out of here, right? They
want
to go on sleepovers, go hang out with friends. Dylan wants to be with his girlfriend. And so I'm trying to drag my kids back in to the house, right? And
it's funny how it changes like that.
It does.
And like, we were leaving last night.
You miss it. You miss it.
We were leaving last night to y'all staying, and Kian goes, I don't want you to leave. I'm like, dude, you're so dramatic. We'll be home in like 2 hours, and you know that.
Right, right. And that gives them the independence, too. But, you know, like I said, it's, you know, you want to, it's just, again, when you push, and me and Elena are drivers, and we're drivers by nature, and we've got a very big gas tank. So we could take on a lot. We could work a lot of hours. We could work a lot of days in a row.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really phase us. The hard part for Elena and I is separating ourselves from that work mode because we become perfectionists.
Yeah.
Because we become so focused on doing well for our accounts that sometimes we don't take a step back and say, you know what? I just got to chill. I got to put my phone on the counter. I can't touch it. I need to refuel. I need to recharge. I need to recover.
Yeah.
I need to sleep in. I need to get some rest. I need to just be with my family and play games with no outside distractions. And we got to do more of those type of things.
I think because, like, for instance, on Father's Day, there was a sense of guilt that I wasn't near my phone for my clients. And Cole said something along the lines like, oh, no, you do it for your ego. I'm like, no, no, honey, I have deadlines. I have clients who need me. Like, that's part of what I signed up for, you know, is I, not by choice anymore, but I am technically a 24/7 shop. I just now have certain hours, but I do have to be available every day of the week.
Yeah. And there's gotta be guidelines and standards for when customers know that, hey, you know, you can't be expected to get a response at 11 o'clock at night. Like, you still have to get rest. You still have a family. You still have things that are, you know, that's outside the norm, even though we do.
Yeah.
Because Elena and I will text sometimes late at night. Usually it's motivational clips or a video
stupid
that we
reels.
Watched or TikTok or a reel that we saw that, you know, motivated ourselves for the next day. And I love those things. And a big part of it, too, is that, like I tell Allison, a lot of my job is I enjoy it.
Yeah,
so to me, it's not a chore. It's not a chore to send that extra email. It's not a chore to take that phone call. It's who I am as a person. And we didn't sign up for an 8-to-5 gig. And guys, if you're out there and you're selling, or you're a salesperson, or you are actively looking at getting into a sales type role because you know that there's income potential in those roles, just know it's not coming with an 8-to-5 gig.
It is
going to be a 12 to 13 hour day. There's going to be weekends you have to work. There's got to be vacations you're going to work, and you're going to have to grind for a long time. And yes, it's rewarding financially. It can be rewarding financially depending on what field you're in, but again, it's extremely important to recover, because I do believe that when you go too hard for too long, you end up doing a disservice to your clients. You're not the best.
Too.
Yeah, but you're not going to be the best realtor you could be.
No.
You're not going to engage with those, with your clients as well as you could have, because you're burned out, because you're tired, because Elena's finally like, okay, I hit a wall. Now I gotta recharge.
Well, I made a post about it, I think, was it last week, and or Sunday? Because Sundays are my family days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday mornings with my kid is one of my favorite times of the week.
Yep.
Because it's super lazy and laid back. It's fun. We play games. Anyways, so I made a little reel about it, and I put in there, I was like, I am a better realtor when I am a better mom and wife. Like, when my home life is taken care of first, my real estate business will fall after, in the same tone of how my household is doing, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, because you don't have that weight, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you have this
slight resentment towards my, like, I remember when all I did was work, mm-hmm. and I would resent my job because it was hurting my family life.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so caught up in that chase. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just a different type of hustle now.
It is. But like I said, the hustle has become easier and bigger. I mean, look at what you've done now. Look at how many things are falling into place for you. But like I tell people all the time, when you don't have the drama of a house, you know, a broken marriage, a stressful relationship with your spouse or your significant other, issues with your kids or stress with the kids, if you can eliminate all those things, or not eliminate them, if they're minimized to where it's manageable, it translates to your professional life, because you don't have that stress. It's like I tell my guys, I don't ever want you to worry about paying your electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know food's on the table, bills are paid, because if all your focus is how am I going to get through the next month to month, you're not giving me 100% effort in the job that I need you to do.
So focus on the right thing.
Right. So if I could take that stress off your plate, like you just said, if I could take the stress off my plate of marriage is good, husband's happy, my son's happy, family unit's intact, we're all the right, now you're a powerhouse, and you take that to your professional life, and it translates at 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, it's not as much pressure under your butt.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, I'm looking forward to the lake. We have an amazing fireworks show that we get very spoiled by the Sweetser Lake House.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out
to the
Sweetsers.
Well, the fireworks are literally on top of us. So everybody comes in the cove, and everybody has to line up on their boats. And then we get to just sit on the lawn and literally just watch it. From like, we just look up in the air.
We got very spoiled, nice. And the Sweetsers, you know, are so grateful, or we are grateful for them for including us every year in this weekend.
Did
we look forward to it every year.
Joe,
it's a blast.
Joe was recording me at the lake, was it 2 weekends ago? What was our book club thing last weekend?
I don't know. Two weekends
ago. To sing the Star Spangled Banner. What is it? Now it just went in my mind.
National Anthem?
Thank you.
Wow.
Hi, Noons.
Hi, Noons.
I've only had two sips. Week. Anyway, she was recording me, obviously, after a bottle of wine, because she knows I don't really sing unless I have that little buzz.
Yeah.
And she was recording it, so she gave it to the HOA president so I could sing it for the fireworks show this year.
Good.
No, I'm not going to. You know me. I'm going to chicken out. I chicken out for your Hawaiian party.
She's not going to chicken out. She says this, guys. She has said that a million times. I can't tell you how many times we've got her on a piano, how many times we've got her singing. We got to get her in the
you
right mode.
You have to give me the right buzz.
It's got to be the right, yeah. It's
not too soon, not too late.
Yeah. It's a very small window. And the guys out there, similar to the window you want to put your wives in. There's a magic window. And every guy knows that window. And, you know, you want one drink too many? Yeah. You lost it.
Cole's like, Elena singing tonight? Hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One drink too little. And, you know, you're not going to get them to come out of their shell. So that's kind of the similar to what, yeah, exactly. Where Elena is when she sings. But she has a beautiful voice. She sings. And hopefully we'll convince her to do it.
I used to sing the National Anthem in college before basketball games. Did you know that?
You do it at a college game and you're going to worry about the lake house amongst your family and friends?
Yeah. And I did it for, I think, 2 soccer games. The boys. But
so you can do it in front of a crowd of people. Then you certainly can do it in front of the family that has heard you sing multiple times.
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll get her in that time.
Yeah. Oh, Haley, you're failing.
Wow.
Haley.
Kids inside. This is the real life that we live, guys. This is the real life that we live. So that was it. Impromptu.
You know what I want to talk about, though, for vacation?
Yes.
We're going to enjoy the weekend.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a great weekend.
So as you know, I planned a vacation for me, Cole, and Kian at the end of the year.
Okay.
And there's always
Italy, been, I like it.
There's always been this back and forth, though, like traveling with your kids outside the country.
Uh-huh.
And I know y'all used to do it. How old were the kids when you did it?
I'd have to remember. They were fairly young. I don't think they were as young as Kian when we took them over.
Yeah.
But
you guys weren't as old as me and Cole.
I want to say the first time we took them overseas, they may have been like 11 or 12, probably in that range.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, Kian's your family. So
yeah.
For us, it was exposing our kids to all these cultures.
Yes.
And when we take vacations very seriously because we love to travel.
Yeah.
That's my wife and I's biggest vice.
To travel and you love to experience.
Yes. And, well, for me, it's learning, right? It's learning about other cultures. It's learning, you know, letting my kids see how well we have it here, mm-hmm. and how others manage day to day with much less, and they're, mm-hmm. and I, in my opinion, a lot happier.
Dude.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. And you go, especially when you travel overseas or to Europe, I think people live more simpler lives, and they just seem happier overall. And I try to wrap my we need to embrace more of that. Mm-hmm. It's just challenging to do it here in the United States because we are in a driven society. We're chasing the next thing. We are, you know, we're always comparing where we are to other people. And I think over there in general, they're not that way. They're very family oriented.
Yeah.
It's
not as judgy. Like
it's a lot slower.
Yeah,
the pace is slower, which is why I love going over there.
When we did our England Ireland trip, and it was in England when we were in Oxford, and we stayed at B&B outside Oxford, and it had this little pub and field. And so there was hot air balloons actually the night we were there. And I remember Cole and I just looked like these, like, awkward Americans because we were just in the corner watching these families, and they just got done with a soccer match, football match, and they were all saying, not one parent was paying attention to the kid because they don't have to, not in a bad way. Like, they were, like, the kids were playing in the little soccer area.
Let them have fun.
Yeah, and they were, like, there, and they were just sitting there with their pints, and they were laughing, and they were there for hours. And that's what Cole is like, you don't really get that in America.
Well, we just, again, we all have ADD. We're all gung-ho. We're all... You know, my wife, she's like, can't sit still. Mm-hmm. Like, sitting down in the conference, like what we're doing right now, having my wife out here sitting down for a half hour, an hour, just talking, that's not her.
Put a puzzle.
Put a puzzle in front of her, and she'll have some conversation, but she's just not that way. So
she and I are the same, though, like when we go to the lake or whatever. If people are just sitting there outside and just talking, we're like...
Yeah, she wants to fall asleep.
That's
it's
why
boring.
We're like, we need to play games.
Yes.
And y'all give a shit all the time about it, too.
What's that?
Remember when we were at our house last time, and you guys were just chilling outside, and the girls came out like, okay, do you guys want to play games?
Yep.
You're like, why do we always have to play games? Like, because our brains are getting tired.
Well, because us guys can sit around for hours and have the conversation.
Or watch sports and say no words to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
It makes perfect sense. It's called chill, Elena. It's called chilling down and doing nothing. I can easily do nothing with the best of them. And that's what I hope to do. This weekend, I hope to do as much of that as possible. And then, you know, get my day started late.
I brought my Zelda.
Oh, good. Good. We'll see her. Now we're going to see her play Zelda. So now it's not about I get plunder. Puzzles, now Zelda, and I'm the one that's 10 years older than her, to remind everybody.
Are you bringing your plunder? I forgot mine.
Probably. Sure.
Okay, so back to traveling with kids.
Yes.
Because, so I purposely went on one of the mom groups, and I asked, I was like, those who travel with the kids around my son's age, pros and cons, whatever. And to my surprise, majority of the moms, and I don't mean to say this a bad way, but I do think it depends on those who can afford to take out of country.
Sure.
If that makes sense, because you have that judgment from some that can, and they're like, they'll never remember, or and it sounds bad, but what I mean, because I've been in that position,
mm-hmm.
but it's like those people saw it differently. They're mm-hmm. like, we are taking our kids on experience with us as a family.
Well, because you're going to remember the experience. The kids don't have to remember it. You're going to remember the experience.
Well, and I think about
it is a big part of it. The cost is definitely a big part of it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, again, it's an expensive trip, right? It's not a cheap trip. Going overseas is not, you can make it inexpensive when you go certain times of year. Again, you going in the winter, it's going to be a lot cheaper than people that are going in the summer. I've traveled at Thanksgiving time, and I think it's the best time to go over there because it's half the price because mm-hmm. It's in the off season. You have all the monuments and museums and churches and all those things that are pretty much wide open. You don't have long lines of people that you're waiting for. Yeah, you deal with a little bit colder weather, but overall, it's a reasonable trip to go. The one thing I would I would have you urge you to think about is the walking. Because over there, well, not only that, the toddler. Mm-hmm. So you walk a lot. It's not like an Uber system. You're not, I mean, there's trains and subways and things like that. But for the most part, you walk a lot throughout the day and you take that city in.
Yeah.
That's where it can be kind of be more of a challenge.
I think he's been hitting the gym hardcore, jiu-jitsu lately.
Keen,
I'm training him up.
Keen could probably make it. Cole, I worry about. You know, Cole, Cole might need some more breaks, but...
Yeah,
I mean, like I said, I think you do what's best for your family.
I think you best make best of it. And Cole and I went back and forth. Bring him, not bring him, bring him. And at the end of the day, I'm like, he will never be five again. Mm-hmm. And so this is where we went in our phase of our life. We're in a place we can financially do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I want him to experience different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if he remembers or not, I think experience do stick with you subconsciously.
Well, look at Kristen and Vinny. I mean, Kristen and Vinny have brought Nathan and Evan really young ages.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at those. I mean, those kids were in the Philippines when they were younger than Kian. They probably went to multiple countries at Kian's age, and they got through it just fine. So I think it's to each his own. I think you
That's
do what's best.
It's a different kind of trip.
It's a different kind of trip. I think you do what's best for you and your family. It depends on what you and Cole are trying to do, what you guys want to see. And if it's just seeing all the sites and the monuments and those type of things, that's open.
Yeah.
It's not like it's those are adult-only type things.
Well, I told Cole, I was like, let's be honest. Are we going to be clubbing at 4 a.m. in Milan? No.
No.
I was like, so... It doesn't matter if our kid comes because it's not like we are missing out not going clubbing.
You guys are going to see Italy and you're going to find out all the reasons why I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And
then I'll be calling you. I found us a villa to invest in.
Don't even tease me. Don't even tease me with a good time. I'm doing that right now. I got Allison looking into trying to, because my heritage, I've been blowing up my Aunt Gina. Shout out to my Aunt Gina who listens all the time. I've asked her for so much family heritage on... Yeah. Going back to my grandpa's and death certificates and where they were born, because you could buy in Italy, but as long as you have heritage there, if they were born there and you could trace back that back to yourself, you can buy real estate in Italy. It's a lot more of a process.
Why don't you just easier. Get the 23andMe or whatever it's called?
I have that. I have all that, but you have to have proof. You have to you have to show your whole history to and those type of things.
Because my Benavides, my maiden name with an S, is rooted, to my knowledge, to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because people call me Mexican all the time. That's my child solo cup.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You like attention.
But yeah, so that I wonder if there's something there in Spain, and then you get Italy, I get Spain.
Trade?
Yeah.
Trade swap, swap houses?
That would be cool.
That would be.
But once you're in Europe, I mean, it's much easier to kind of bounce around.
Everything's right there. I mean, especially when you look at Texas. So you put Texas over Europe, and I think you could hit like 9 countries for what the state of Texas covers as far as geographically, how much space it takes
up. Did you know there's a Benavides, Texas with an S?
I didn't.
Mm, there is. Now you know.
She teaches me something every day.
I found out because I went to the state fair with my family. Well, first of all, my dad's dad said, the old man when I moved here, there's a Benavides, Texas, but he was the type, like, he always said weird stuff. Like, okay, grandpa. And then my parents came visit when I first moved here and we went to the state fair. And up there it said Benavides with an S, nachos. And so my parents were like, how did you do that? I'm like, I didn't do that. So we went and talked to him, like, yeah, we're from Benavides, Texas. I'm like, no shit. Grandpa was not lying.
Grandpa has some knowledge up there. He remembered. That is funny.
I know. So that, I have a picture on my Instagram from when we first moved here. It says Benavides Nachos. And then I was still Benavides then because I wasn't married. So it was my parents and me. We're like.
Grandpa knew what he was doing. Grandpa knew what he was doing. That's funny. Yeah. But, you know, what are you guys doing for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
You know, what do you guys do? You know, just like I said, this is, you know, was more of a laid back kind of easygoing conversation today. We wanted to break it up a little bit. I think Elena and I get so focused on work stuff that we naturally gravitate towards those kind of conversations because we're in the thick of it every day. But, you know, the 4th of July is a great reset. It's right in the middle of the year. I think the timing of it's fantastic just to kind of recharge your batteries. And recharging your batteries is different for everybody. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people will look at it on the outside looking in thinking, okay, you're working. And you're like, this is my hobby. This is fun.
Yeah.
The real estate stuff is fun. The grind is fun. I don't look at that as work, right? And sometimes I get like that with my job as well. Where I'm like, this is not work to me. This is this is fun. This is more of a hobby than anything else. I get to enjoy what I do. But that being said, when you hit a wall and there's a time and a place where you need to recharge I highly urge you to shut your phones off completely, shut social media off, literally just turn the phone off.
Yeah.
And when you realize just how much better you feel. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what you've said before, when you work out or whatever, you hate doing it, but once it's done, you love how you feel afterwards.
Like the results.
The results. And it's the same way when...
But also you think about, like, the importance of being fully present. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't recharge if you're not fully present. You know what I mean?
How are you present with Kian when he's looking up and he sees the Duomo, or he sees Florence, the churches, and he's, mommy, 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 and you're looking down on your phone the whole time.
Yeah.
You're missing out on his reaction. You're missing out on how big it seems to him.
Yeah.
What's crazy is when he goes over there, as little as he is in the age he's at now, and he sees the sheer size, because mm-hmm. you and Cole are already going to be blown away by this stuff, to him, he's going to be like, this is giant. This is, like, insane how big this stuff is.
Well, it's so funny, too, because, of course, when we told him, we're like, dude, you're going to have the best pizza in the world and the gelato. So he was telling our babysitter last weekend, he goes, I'm going to Italy. I'm going to have the best pizza in the world.
Yes.
And he goes, and gelato every day.
The food is on point.
I was like, it reminds me of Disney, you know, when he went to Disney the first time. And you have people like, they're never going to remember. And you guys are the ones to convince us to go, because you're like, but you remember.
Correct.
And I still have a video that I watched on repeat with him that still brings me to tears. His first Disney parade. And this one who's full blown Mickey and Minnie mode, and they're walking by, and he goes, Pluto, Chip and Dale, and he's like tearing up because they're like right in front of him.
They're his heroes. They're his heroes. Yeah,
front row, and they're right in front of him, and he just couldn't fathom that he was this close to his favorite characters in the world. And I remember sending my best friend Mackenzie, and she was like, I'm tearing up over this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will never forget that moment. And so I told Cole, it's like,
that's
I know it sounds silly, but I'll never forget the look on his face when they put because he's a good eater. He's a good eater. Put that pizza in front of him and his face, and then he eats it. When he eats good food, the way he does his little dance, like, I just know we're just gonna love it as family.
So look at everything Elena just said right there. You think about how that resonated with you.
Yeah.
That's why you do it. And when you hear people say all the time, well, they're not going to remember. And I get the expense part of it, but a lot of people just, you know, they let the expense of stuff rule everything.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I'm not an idiot. We understand that you have to have financial means to be able to do these things. And Disney, in my opinion, has gotten absolutely ridiculous with how expensive it is. I think it's stupid, because I think the average family doesn't ever get to get those experiences they've made it so expensive. So I think that Disney has done a poor job when it comes to that, because you're taking away a lot of kids' joy. And it should be more about that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the same thing when, you know, Addison saw Gaston, and she had, you know, from Beauty and the Beast, and she, like, her, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, she had this little crush on him when she was 6 years old. And, when Dylan went on It's a Small World for the first time, and me and Allison are just literally cracking up. Or I saw my wife have tears to her eyes because the kids see Princess and the Frog the first time, or whatever and you're going, okay, this is why you do it. And yes, we spent extra money, and yes, they're not going to remember the first couple times they went to Disneyland or Disney World, but we are going to remember how their face lit up. We are going to remember
the magic in their
how
eyes.
That 100%.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so worth it. And that's why we travel. We urge every one of you guys to do it. I think Allison and myself have probably pushed multiple other people to do it because they realize that, what are you working your tails off for if you never get to go enjoy things or do things differently? I just have never wrapped my head around the materialistic stuff, right?
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, I make good money. I'm going to go buy a brand new truck. I want to buy a boat. I want to buy a motorcycle. I want to buy these material things. They look at it as like, well, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I might as well get something out of it. For me, you're going to eventually get bored with that. That car is going to lose. It's not going to be as important. It's not going to be that big of a deal. The motorcycle you thought you're always going to ride is going to end up sitting in the garage.
But the memories you get from traveling and the experiences.
Yes.
That's what we find the value in.
Yes.
And luckily, I married somebody who finds the same joy in traveling as I do.
And nothing helps recharge your battery. So full circle back to this conversation is, in my opinion, nothing will help you recover, recharge your batteries more than shutting it off, being with your family, creating those memories, creating those experiences for yourself, creating those memories for yourself, and exposing yourself to all these different things. This world is so huge. There's so much to get out of this life. Go do it.
Exactly. Now, speaking of battery,
yes,
I'm going to give everybody, so all of our 19 listeners, You're the first to know. We have 19? We do.
We're only at 19?
No, we probably have more. Just so far, last week's was 19 listens, which I think is pretty good.
I don't know, man.
Normally bumps up to like 40.
We might have to have a little talk with our social
we got to get on her. I know, but what I'm saying is, for those of you who are listening, you're the first to know, and I want to see a reaction.
Okay.
Of a new book I'm currently writing.
Okay.
A children's book called Kian's Little Heart Battery.
Okay.
And what it is, it comes from, because what we do is, like, if I'm feeling sad or he's feeling sad, I'll say, I need my heart battery charged. And he'll give me a hug and we'll go boom, 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 boom. So that's what the whole book's going to be.
I like it.
About how to charge.
As she doesn't have enough. So when she gets all stressed out, she gets all overworked, and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to write another book. She does it to herself, people. Self-inflicted. I'm getting to the point where I'm not going to feel sorry for her anymore. I don't want you to feel sorry for her either, because she complains about how she doesn't have any time for anything.
She's not mean.
I'm not mean. I love it, but we do it. Like I said, me and Elena are the epitome of bitching and complaining and not changing and
bitching,
making it worse.
Complainer.
And then go do it and make it worse.
That's right.
Yeah.
So go charge your heart battery.
Go charge your boom, heart boom, battery. Boom, 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 boom. Go charge your batteries. Have a phenomenal 4th of July with your families.
Don't be stupid with fireworks.
Plan a vacation, play games with your friends,
yeah.
Make memories with your kids. For the love of God, put your phones down and just go enjoy being around people.
And never forget America.
America. It's the best place ever.
See you next week.
Take care.